Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from England, we hear from Father Ewan Marley, who is prior of the St. Michael's Priory, the Blackfriars, in Cambridge. Father Ewan's preaching is entitled, The Sabbath of Every Day.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On the Sabbath, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The man was there whose right hand was withered. The scribes and the Pharisees were watching to see if he would cure a man on the Sabbath, hoping to find something to use against him. But he knew their thoughts. He said to the man with the withered hand, "Stand up, come out into the middle." And he came out and stood there. And Jesus said to him, "I put it to you, is it against the law on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it?" Then he looked round at them all and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He did so, and his hand was better. And they were furious and began to discuss the best way of dealing with Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. There's an ancient piece of Jewish writing which may be old enough to have influenced the New Testament, though it's very hard to date these so-called apocryphal writings. It's certainly not of the Old Testament, but it's a document that survived in some forms, particularly in Greek, and it's called the Testaments of the Patriarchs. The patriarchs are the sons of Jacob who become the father, founder figures of the 12 tribes of Israel. In this document, each of the patriarchs attests to his sin. The relevant one, I think, the interesting one here is Simeon. Simeon speaks of envy or anger, and he says he was envious of Joseph, his brother, and as a result, he was very angry when Judah, his other brother, failed to kill Joseph. If you know the story, Joseph is left in the pit where he's captured and taken off into slavery in Egypt. And Simeon is punished in a very specific way. His hand is withered, just like today's gospel. And he prays to God and God forgives him and he lets go of his anger, his hatred. As a result, his hand is restored. The words for withered and the word for restored are very similar to the Greek words in this gospel. I don't know that this passage influenced the gospel. It may be that this story was well known to the Jews and therefore it's the passage, the story behind this story. What's really happening? It may be that the withered hand was a well-known story, a sign of God's preventing us from sinning by destroying the source of our power, the right hand, which traditionally, since most people are right-handed, represents power. And very often in the Jewish writings represents the possibility of violence. We strike with the hand. We can use the hand which is given to us by God to do good things, to build, to shape, to farm, to play music, but we can use it to hurt, to destroy. And if so, that might explain why the alternatives given by Jesus seem so extreme. Is it against the law on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it? That's puzzled many commentators. Why are we talking about killing? Well, we're talking about killing because that's what Simeon wanted to do and was prevented by having his right hand withered. Now, it might seem, therefore, that the man with the withered right hand is the bad guy here. But no one's suggesting that he himself was some sort of criminal or a monster. But having his right hand withered and cured, restored, if we are referring to Simeon, it's also saying something about God. God withers Simeon's right hand to prevent him doing violence. But God won't do that for us. not now. That's something to do with the meaning of the Sabbath. The Sabbath itself is called the day of rest because God rests, according to the story of the 7 days of creation. And you might wonder what resting means. Might seem like it's a day when God doesn't intervene. Might say the day when God does nothing except sustain creation, which he must do always. In which case, might seem that to imitate God, the best thing to do is to do nothing. That, of course, is what the Jews try to do, at least no servile work. No one could do nothing entirely for a whole day. And the Sabbath itself is, because it seems to be the cessation of God's activity, is something that has to be no more than a day a week. You certainly can't be all through life imitating this. That's one way of putting it, but let's put it a different way. It's not that God ceases to act, but rather God allows human beings to act. This turns the Sabbath round. Rather than meaning rest, it means human activity. We make our own choices for good and for evil. We make our choices about what we do or refuse to do. And the restoration of the hand represents that human freedom. We can now do what we like. We can do evil, or we can do good. We can use our hands as best we can to shape the world to good purposes, or we can use them in violence. That's never what it's for. The hand wasn't designed for violence. Human beings make their choices, and the things that we can use are always the things that we can abuse. But God will not prevent evil. Stretch out your hand, he says, in the middle of a synagogue. And the Pharisees react to this. The translation says they were furious, but literally it says they were full of mindlessness. And they go out to discuss what they will do to Jesus. And this is the beginning of the plot of the Pharisees against Christ. God has given them freedom. Christ Jesus has given them freedom. They will use their right hand. They will use their intellect, their tongue, their mind, to do evil. But that's their choice. But we shouldn't think that God should take away choice, even though people often do desire this. Every day is a Sabbath now. Every day is a Sabbath in which God stands aside in one respect and allows us to choose between good and evil. Allows us to shape the world as we please, and to shape our lives, our own souls. That's not God abandoning us, because there is grace, and in the grace God is close to us, and with you always, says the Lord, to the end of days. He's not abandoning us, but he's made us free. Grand freedom, a freedom sustained by the God's Spirit and God's grace. Christ is always near. In Christ, God is always near. It's our choice. The choice makes every day a Sabbath, every day a day in which we have to be able to accept, willing to accept that we have real freedom. And what life will be, what we allow it to be. God has made us strong, for good or for evil. One day, we repent fully. We bring us beyond good and evil into the eternal happiness of heaven, where no harm is done, and the Sabbath is the fulfillment of all things in Christ.